الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير وقال الله تبارك وتعالى ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد المسجد الحرام ومسجد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم والمسجد الأقصى أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي لسر الدرو الشريف اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders and dear listeners, the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says in one hadith, He says, Al-Muslimu Akhul Muslim. That a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. A Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. And this relationship of brotherhood is so strong that no matter where does that person live or which family does he belong from, what language he speaks, it doesn't matter. As soon as we know that he is a Muslim, then we've got that relationship. We've got that nisbat of brotherhood. That's what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said. And the responsibility of a believer is not just that we do not harm anyone else. Hamari zimmedari sirf itni nahi hai ki hum dusron ko takleef na pahunchaye. The responsibility of us is not just that we do not cause harm to someone else. But our responsibility is more than that. And that is that if someone is in difficulty, then we should try our level best to help them out. That's what brotherhood means. That's the demand of brotherhood. That Obviously, we cannot harm anyone else. We're not allowed to harm anyone else, let alone Muslim, for that matter, even the non-Muslims. We're not allowed to harm any human being for that matter. But when we are not allowed to harm someone else, we are also responsible that if someone else is in difficulty, if someone else is in hardship, then we do our level best to help them out. That's what al-Muslimu akhul Muslim means. That a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, la yadhlimuhu, he does not oppress him. A Muslim is such that he does not oppress another Muslim. وَلَا يُسَلِّمُهُ, he does not leave him in such a state that he lets other to oppress him. He does not leave a Muslim in such a state, in such a condition, that he is helpless. He is not getting any help. That's the responsibility of a believer. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, مَنْ كَانَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي حَاجَتِهِ. That whoever fulfills the need of another believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his need. مَنْ كَانَ فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ, جو کسی مسلمان کی حاجت کو, مسلمان کی تکلیف کو, مسلمان کے دکھ کو, مسلمان کی پریشانی کو دور کرے, اللہ تعالیٰ اس کی پریشانی کو دور فرمائیں گے. The one who helps another Muslim, Allah is helping us. Just listen to the beautiful advice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So beautiful, he has explained us that as long as we are helping another Muslim, who is helping us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping us. Allah is helping us. Then why should we be afraid of helping someone else? Why we should be afraid, or why we should be thinking about helping somebody else? We should go and help them in whatever way we can. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَمَنْ فَرَّجَ عَنْ مُسْلِمٍ كُرْبَةً فَرَّجَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ بِهَا كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Subhanallah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whoever takes out the Muslim from the difficulty that they are in, whoever relieves a Muslim, whoever takes out the hardship that they are facing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take out and will remove the suffering and the kurbat and the suffering from that person on the day of Qiyamah. Agar hum is dunya ke andar kisi musalman ki pareshani ko dur kare, to kal qiyamat ke din Allah ta'ala hum se pareshani dur farmayenge. Yeh hai janab Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka farman. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another hadith, irhamu man fil ardi yarhamukum man fis sama. That show mercy on those who are on this earth, Allah will show mercy from the top. The one in the heavens will show mercy upon you. So my brothers, this is what we have been taught by our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the hadith goes on to say, وَمَنْ سَتَرَ عَنْ مُسْلِمٍ سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That whoever covers the sins of any other believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover his sin on the day of Qiyamah. جو اس دنیا کے اندر کسی مسلمان بھائی کی پردہ پوشی کرے. آج افسوس کی بات یہ ہے کہ ہم اپنے گناہوں سے زیادہ فکر ہمیں دوسروں کے گناہوں کی ہو رہی ہے. وہ یہ کر رہا ہے, وہ یہ کر رہا ہے, وہ یہ کر رہا ہے, وہ یہ کر رہا ہے. نہیں, ہم یہ دیکھیں ہم کیا کر رہے ہیں. Whoever covers the sin of another believer in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do sattari. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover up his sins on the day of Qiyamah. Unfortunately, we see today in, you know, the social media time that, you know, we always discuss about somebody else. Oh, he is doing this. He is involved in this. He is doing this sin. He is doing this sin. No. We cover up that. If you care for that person so much, then go to him in a nice way, with wisdom and in a nice way, and help that person out, getting out of that difficulty, getting out of that sin. What's the point of spreading out that sin in the ummah, within the people? That's what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stopped us from doing it. وَمَنْ سَتَرَ عَنْ مُسْلِمٍ سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. جو بھی دنیا کے اندر ستاری کا معاملہ کرتا ہے, کل قیامت کے دن اللہ تعالیٰ اس کے ساتھ ستاری کا معاملہ فرمائیں گے. And as mentioned, you know, the reason for mentioning this is, we all know what's been going on in Palestine. What's been going on in Palestine? And we all will know that this has not just started overnight, or this has not just started in a week's time. No, this has been going on for few decades now, for many decades. And you know, really, we can't even see the videos on our phone. Just imagine how would that father be feeling who is taking out the body of his small child from that rubble. Just imagine that. They are being bombarded. The bombs are being thrown over them. They are being denied of the basic human necessities. They are being denied of water. The electricity has been shut down. Can you just imagine? And you know, we have all seen the videos from the last couple of years. Just imagine people praying inside the masjid, worshippers, mu'atakifun, those who are doing i'tikaf in the Masjid al-Aqsa, they are being attacked by the soldiers. Where else can you find that? People praying inside Masjid al-Aqsa, and they are being attacked by the soldiers. And unfortunately, today we see that the world is silent. The world is silent. So my brothers, we all know the condition that is going on there. You know, the house are being destroyed. They don't have anywhere else to go. And so much so that, you know, the iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, Allah, Allah, you know, they are really firm on that. They are saying that we will resist to it, and inshallah we will get victory one day. And they've got hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we as well, we should keep hope in the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of any asbab or any material things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of that. كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, do you know, after the battle of Uhud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ That do not lose hope, do not grieve. You will be the one who will be superior if you are a believer. If you are a believer. So my brothers, that's, you know, the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadihi, fa in lam yastati' fa bi lisanihi, fa in lam yastati' fa bi qalbihi, wa dhalika adha'afu al-iman," aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, whoever sees an evil should try and stop it with his hands if he is able to do so. If he is unable to stop that with his hand, he should stop it with his tongue. Should try and stop that evil with his tongue. If he is unable to stop that evil with his tongue, then at least he should have that within his heart that this is evil what they are doing. And that is the smallest and the weakest form of iman. ذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ To have it within ourselves that what they have been going through is not correct. So now question comes to our mind, what we should be doing as Muslims. Obviously there are few things that we can be doing. Number one, as mentioned, that we should not lose hope in the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah se mayus nahi hona. Allah ki rahmat se mayus nahi hona. We should not lose hope from the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first thing that we should remember. You know, in Palestine, in Gaza, if you say that the sky, the space is been covered by the occupation force, then we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above them. Allah is watching all of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not looking at the zulm. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching all of this. اتَّقِي دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ That beware of the bad-du'a and the du'a of the oppressed. Mazloom ki bad-du'a se bache, isliye ke uske darmiyan aur Allah ke darmiyan mein koi parda nahi hota. Allah is watching all of that. And inshallah a time will come that we will see the victory of the innocent people and the believers inshallah. So the first thing is that we should not lose hope in the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, we should all make constant dua for them. That's the least that we can do. And this is obligatory upon each and every one of us. Unfortunately, you know, the world has become such that, you know, we are being even not allowed to feel their pain. We are not even allowed to feel their pain. If we start thinking about them, then we are being labeled as terrorists. You know, this is what unfortunately the world has turned. And, you know, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us asbab, has given us means, then we should try to pass on the correct message and correct reporting to the people. Because unfortunately what we are seeing today on the news is not 100% correct. It's not 100% correct. It's just one-sided. That's why, you know, I was just reading the other day, they say that if you don't watch the news, if you don't read the newspaper, if you don't watch the mainstream media, then you will be uninformed. And if you watch it, you will be misinformed. If you watch it, you will be misinformed. So that's the condition today. So whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity, we try and we use this platform to educate the people the correct message and to pass on the correct message to the people. And thirdly, we should educate ourselves and we should educate our children, the young generation, about the importance and significance of Masjid al-Aqsa. Why is it so important to the Muslims? We should educate them. Read about it. Read about the history of Masjid al-Aqsa. Go and visit. See it ourselves. See it ourselves. You know the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was done Mi'raj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Masjid al-Aqsa and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the heavens from Masjid al-Aqsa. This is that place where all the prophets prayed behind Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we go there and read a salah, you will get the reward of 500 times salah more than if, you know, than we are performing salah here. That's the reward of reading a salah in Masjid al-Aqsa. So we read, we educate ourselves, we read it for ourselves, the importance of Masjid al-Aqsa. It comes in one narration, it comes in one narration, that if a person was to go for Umrah, or if he was to go for a Hajj, and he was to put ihram from Masjid al-Aqsa, his past and the future sins will be forgiven. These are all the virtues of Masjid al-Aqsa. So we educate ourselves, and we tell and we educate our children as well about the importance and the significance of Masjid al-Aqsa. Why is it so important to us? We educate ourselves. And, you know, we try and help them out in whatever way we can. Obviously, these are the ways that we've mentioned now. But apart from that, financially, whatever way we can, mashallah, there are many organizations, reliable organizations that are working. We reach them out. And we help them financially in whatever way we can. In whatever way we can. Remember, you know, whatever we give, remember, we should not just think that, oh, we just send off the zakat. No, on top of zakat, we should be trying to help them, even optional, you know, helping them out. Sadaqat, nafila, we should be helping them out in that way as well. So helping them out financially. So these are the things that we should be doing. And ek baat aur yaad rakhe, ke mazloom ki madad, ہم میں سے ہر ایک کر سکتے ہیں یاد رکھیں یہ ایک ظلم ہے ایک ظلم ہے جو فلسطین کے بھائی بہنوں پر کیا جا رہا ہے آپ اندازہ لگائیں کہ ان پہ کیا گزرتی ہوگی ہم آج گھر پر بیٹھ کر کے وہ ویڈیو نہیں دیکھ سکتے ان حضرات پہ کیا گزر رہی ہوگی وہ ایک فرض کفایہ ادا کر رہے ہیں ہماری طرف سے مسجد اقصی کے حفاظت کر کے لہذا مظلوم کی مدد ہم میں سے ہر ایک کر سکتے ہیں ہم میں سے ہر ایک کر سکتا ہے وہ یہ ہے کہ ہم بیٹھے بیٹھے یہاں سے ان کے لیے دعائیں کریں صرف یہ نہ ہو کہ روٹین دعا جو ہم روزانہ کرتے ہیں نہیں روٹین دعا نہیں بلکہ راتوں کو اٹھ کر کے اللہ کے سامنے گڑ گڑائے اللہ سے کہیں کہ یا اللہ ان کو مظلومیت سے نکال اللہ سے دعا مانگے اللہ سے دعا مانگے اور اللہ سے کہیں کہ ہمیں پتہ ہے کہ آپ مظلوم کی بد دعا کو ضرور سنتے ہیں آپ مظلوم کی مدد ضرور فرماتے ہیں اتقی دعوت المظلوم فإنه ليس بينه وبين الله حجاب اور ایک بات اور یاد رکھے کہ جب ہم ان کی فکر کریں گے تو یہ عمل اللہ کو بہت زیادہ پسند ہے اس لیے کہ حدیث پاک میں آتا ہے الخلق عیال اللہ الخلق عیال اللہ ساری مخلوق یہ اللہ کا کنبہ ہے ساری مخلوق یہ اللہ کا کنبہ ہے فأحب الخلق إلى الله من أحسن إلى عياله اللہ کو سب سے زیادہ پسندیدہ مخلوق میں سے وہ ہیں جو اللہ کے کنبے کے اوپر احسان کرے, جو اللہ کے کنبے کی مدد کرے. لہذا ہمیں چاہیے, ہم میں سے ہر ایک, چاہے وہ مظلوم فلسطین کا ہو, چاہے وہ مظلوم کشمیر کا ہو, چاہے وہ مظلوم مصر کا ہو, یمن کا ہو, پاکستان میں ہو, ہندوستان میں ہو, دنیا کے کسی بھی کونے میں مظلوم ہو, ہم سب ان کی مدد کر سکتے ہیں. وہ یہ ہے کہ ہم اللہ کے سامنے گڑ گڑائے, اللہ سے مانگے. اور ایک بات یاد رکھے, ہم وہ کام کریں جو ہم کر سکتے ہیں, ہم وہ کام نہیں کر سکتے جو ایک پولیس کر سکتا ہے, ہم وہ کام نہیں کر سکتے جو ایک آرمی کر سکتی ہے, ہم وہ کام نہیں کر سکتے جو فوج کر سکتی ہے, ہم وہ کام نہیں کر سکتے جو ایک حکومت کر سکتی ہے. لیکن کم از کم ہم یہ کام تو کر سکتے ہیں نا کہ ہم اللہ کے سامنے گڑ گڑائے, اللہ سے مانگے کہ ان کو مظلومیت سے نکال کر کے اللہ تعالیٰ ان کی مدد کرے. روزانہ روزانہ کی بنیاد پر ہم دو رکعت نماز پڑھے اور اللہ کے سامنے گڑ گڑائے, اللہ کے سامنے گڑ گڑائے, اللہ سے مانگے. اور ایک بات اور یاد رکھیں کہ آج ہم دیکھتے ہیں کہ ہم گھنٹوں نیوز کے اوپر گزار دیتے ہیں, نیوز دیکھنے میں اور نیوز کو پڑھنے میں, جبکہ ابھی بیان ہوا کہ ان میں سے ساری خبریں بھی صحیح نہیں ہوتی. تو ہم گھنٹوں نیوز دیکھنے میں گزار دیتے ہیں, لیکن ہم سوچیں کہ ہم کتنا وقت اللہ کے قرآن کے لیے اور اللہ کی عبادت کے لیے ہم گزار اللہ کی عبادت میں گزارتے ہیں. ایک بات یاد رکھیں کہ حالات جو ہیں وہ نیوز دیکھنے سے نہیں بدلیں گے, حالات نیوز دیکھنے سے نہیں بدلیں گے, حالات بدلیں گے اللہ کے ساتھ اپنا رابطہ اور کنیکشن مضبوط کرنے سے بدلیں گے. سو فرسٹلی وی میک دعا فار دیم, اینڈ سیکنڈلی وی ٹرائی آور سیلوز ٹو کنیکٹ ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ, وی کنیکٹ آور سیلوز ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ, وی کریٹ یونٹی ود ان اس. This is very important. We become as one ummah. We create unity within us and we connect ourselves to the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant ease to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, all the oppressed wherever they are. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free the Masjid al-Aqsa from the hands of the enemies. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all aman and afiya. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, on Sunday, 7:30, there will be a dua that will be made in our masjid here, where the local imams and the community will be coming up together for the cause of Palestine brothers and sisters. So we request all the brothers, inshallah, to come and participate in that. And we should remember one more thing. This dua should not be just one dua we are making for them. This dua, obviously this is an ijtima'i dua that we'll be making on Sunday at 7:30. But individually we should be making dua all the time for them. At least 2 rak'ah we should be praying every day with an intention of making dua for them. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them out. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to act upon what's being said. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana.